This goes to Jessica, J-E-S-S-I-C-A, Tripp, T-R-I-P-P, like Paul, P-A-C, fax 833-916-2212. Regarding Veria, V-E-R, like Randy, I-A, Adkins, A, D like David, K, I, N like November, S. Date of birth is February 29th of 1929. Dear Ms. Tripps, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Mrs. Adkins with stage 3B to 4 chronic kidney disease, diabetic nephropathy, atrial fibrillation, and hypertension. It is telemedicine because she resides in Marquette, Michigan, but does wish to have contact with this office as long as possible. Her daughter, Joyce, is also present for the visit, the telemedicine visit. She's been feeling well, no chest pain or palpitations, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum production, no recent hospitalizations or procedures, no bowel changes, blood, or melena, no urinary tract infection, so urine is clear without cloudiness or blood, no peripheral edema. Medications, she's on Eliquis 2.5 milligram twice a day, Zocor is 20 milligram daily, I vitamins and vitamin D3. Physical exam, we don't have a weight, but blood pressure is 125 over 94, pulse is 81 on the home blood pressure monitor. And labs, most recent lab studies were done April 29th, 2026, and creatinine was higher than her usual levels of 1.7 with estimated GFR 27. Previous two levels were 1.2 and 1.5. Phosphorus was 4.2, albumin 3.9, calcium is 10. Her white count is 6.8, hemoglobin 13.0, platelets 195,000. She also has had creatinine levels that have fluctuated. The last time it was greater than 1.7 was April 10th of 2019 when it was 2.0. But her usual range is between 1.2 to 1.5, so this is slightly higher than usual. So we will have her do labs in 1 month again. So at the early June, we will have her repeat these labs, and a lab order will be mailed up to her at the Marquette residence. And then hopefully that will have returned to baseline, and we can check those every 3 months thereafter. Two, type 2 diabetes with controlled by diet. Three, hypertension, excellent control. And we will have a follow-up telemedicine visit with this patient in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.